times because it gives you a target outside yourself to focus on. But there is that feeling inside yourself that is being triggered. There is, you see it in someone else, and though you have denied it, you shift, you're uncomfortable, you don't quite feel good, because the denial has a chance of being blown away. The cover has a chance of being lifted, and then you would need to look at it in yourself. Which, of course, is what should be being done. But instead, you see it in someone else and you go at them, all guns blazing, in whatever form you can, to criticize, deny their right to be that way, feel superior to them because you know that you are not, etc. Or perhaps, even if you admit that you're maybe a little bit that way, they're much worse. This is what our brother Jesus meant when he spoke of the mote in your brother's eye when you have a log in your own. It is about concentrating on the faults and flaws of others, because you are not comfortable with your own faults and flaws. So we are not saying that you should be perfect. And we are not saying even that in that definition of perfection that you can be perfect. Nor are we saying that perhaps you should even strive to be perfect, for there are reasons for everything that you are and everything that you think, reasons that serve a good purpose. Sometimes, often, if you do diligently apply yourself to self-awareness, self-examination, self-responsibility, accountability for all aspects of yourself, you can learn what those reasons are and perhaps remove, by learning, by understanding, remove those aspects that you dislike. But in some cases, it isn't a matter of needing to remove it. It is a matter of becoming, of accepting yourself, loving yourself enough to allow yourself to be a flawed human being. And then you will find that that mountain of imperfection that you think you had is really, truly just a molehill. It is still there. It is still a little bump in the landscape, but it is not an impassable, insurmountable obstruction to your spiritual advancement, to your advancement into the world, to your ability to move around as a spirit and as a human being. We want to make it clear that this lack of acceptance of oneself is indeed perhaps the strongest and most ferocious, effective, yes, cause of lack of peace. And yet we don't want you to feel that those parts of you that are not comfortable with yourself are bad also, or in your own definition, we say. Because if you judge yourself in any way, for any portion of your being, to that extent, you are unpeaceful inside yourself. It is a difficult but achievable, doable goal to reach, to look at every aspect of yourself, that which you like, that which you don't like, and view every aspect with the same degree of positive regard for yourself as a spirit, as a human being, as a being who has chosen a very difficult path just incarnating on this planet, being separated from that knowing that you are not separate from others, not in the sense of some kind of homogeneous jelly, but in the sense of camaraderie, of knowing in your heart that there are those around you who care for you, knowing that, not just believing it, but knowing that, which is what you have when you're in other levels, states, planes of existence. You have deliberately cut yourself off from that so that you can work on very hard things to work on. There are many who feel that if we are human, if we are incarnated, we must be inherently flawed and less than others in the spiritual hierarchy, but this is not the truth. And in some ways, it is in fact the opposite of the truth. It takes a certain very brave soul to incarnate in this planet. So we say, look at yourself, be willing to look at yourself. If you need help, ask for help in whatever way or shape or form that is comfortable for you, whether it be spiritual help, emotional help, mental help, physical help, whether you ask other beings around you to help you, or whether you simply speak with your spirit guides or your guardian angels, or on up to me and beyond to God, our creators, those who have given us this incredible blessing, which is the entire physical universe, as well as the many multiple spiritual playgrounds that we also inhabit. Whatever the form of help that you ask, that is, if you will pardon a slight pun, immaterial. Instead, it is the fact that you are willing to ask for help and the fact that you are asking for help which gives those of us who are capable of helping the permission to help you. One type of help that you can ask for is help in accepting yourself. The more that you can accept yourself, the more peaceful you are as a human being and as a spirit. The more peaceful you are as a human being and as a spirit, the more peacefully you will be. You will treat those, be toward, you will treat those around you. The more peacefully you will speak of those who are distant. So instead of speaking about the evils of those who are far off and how wrong they are, instead you will find yourself naturally, without any effort, you will find yourself feeling and thinking peaceful thoughts about them. This does not mean necessarily that those thoughts would be of the nature of it's okay, but instead it's okay being it's okay if they keep murdering each other, but instead you will find yourself naturally finding a way of thinking about what they are doing which does not judge them and does not condemn them in your own heart, in your own mind, to a personal kind of hell that you would consign such people to. Now, of course, one of the big concerns is your Middle East, but there are